Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Another day in the cult. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah, I was mad far over in the camera. You see that? I was like so far over my way.
You panicked immediately. Hey, everybody, my name is Neil Wood, comedian out of Philadelphia. We got Adam Nutter, another comedian from Pennsylvania. Happy to be here. Feels like I'm out of focus now. Did I slightly move focus? I probably did.
Probably did.
Yeah, I did. Let me sharpen that up, I guess, while we're doing it.
I'll kill time by talking about my betting. Guys, first of all, if you break the NHL record in goals like the Boston Bruins did, right, and you're playing a one-year expansion team, two-year max expansion team, I think they were 2 years ago, and then you lose a seven-game series to that franchise, your whole team should kill themselves, okay? Whole team, thank you, should kill themselves. Also, side note, if you are a defending Stanley Cup champion, okay? Oh, wait, I fucked up. I'm sorry. They lost to the expansion team. The defending Stanley Cup fucking champions lost to the Kraken. The Kraken. They are a brand new team. And the Bruins broke the NHL record and fucking wins and lose to the Florida Panthers in seven games in the first round of the playoffs. You disgust me. Both of your teams disgust me. You've lost me. That's not important, but you've lost me, okay? And you've lost me. Rangers lost tonight, so that just hurt my fandom. They're out of the fucking playoffs the first round against the fucking Devils. This scumbag who I co-host this podcast with, his bullshit hockey team beat my hockey team. And then he doesn't even care about hockey. He's going to rub that in my face. That's annoying. Yankees blew a 2-0 lead tonight in top of the ninth. They were up, and they blew a 2-0 lead. The sports is... You know what it was? This is the sports gods. March Madness was too good to me, and now they're fucking turning around and they go, you had your fucking chance. Now we take. Now we eat. Now you don't eat. You starve. And I am fucking drowning out here. I am fucking I won like 3 bets in a week. I'm dying. I can't read that. Rule?
Devil's rule.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Got you to read it to you.
Fuck you. And I read it out loud. Why did I read it out loud? I'm so stupid.
I own you today.
Fuck.
I own you. Yes. Yeah. Hang your head in shame. The good part is like that was a rant from Adam, comedian Adam Nutter, but you can only see what I was doing if you jump on our YouTube and grab and follow and all that stuff.
Yeah. YouTube.com/cultofus.
There's a whole thing. We were doing a whole bit together.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Actually, it was very sincere for me. I'm very upset.
And I was kidding about everything the entire time. Who knew? Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, the sports. Yeah, I apologize, buddy.
Dude, the Rangers lost 4-0 in game 7.
Oh, no.
So bad.
Yeah, that's not good. So bad. It's not a good team, bud.
I can't believe the fucking Bruins blew that, too. God damn it. I had a root for Boston. That was disgusting. I felt disgusted. They made me root for Boston. My gambling addiction made me root for Boston. Ugh. Disgusting.
It's the racism there, right? You always say that Boston is the most racist.
No, that's what I like about Boston. It's everything else. Boston.
You're the friend that likes it. I forgot.
Yeah.
Every time I get with you, I always forget that. Like, don't bring up Boston. He loves the racism there. It's all he talks about. He'll be like, oh, yeah, the food's whatever, but the racism.
Thriving. Wah. Thriving.
Mm, yeah.
Not at his peak, maybe, at all time. All time high.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the most racist place you've been to? Don't say your house.
Probably the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Honestly.
Nice.
Super racist.
DR doesn't fuck around, huh?
DR does not fuck around. Mm-mm. Mad racist. They don't care who they're talking about. They let it rip.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Right in front of them, huh?
Yeah.
like the hotel workers saying it to like guests, like right in front of their face, like ripping like white people, Asians, like wildly, openly.
Were they trying to bring it up in conversation or
just speaking loudly?
Oh wow!
You know, one of those like fucking Asians in their luggage or whatever. I don't know if that's a stereotype, but it sounds like it could be. You know, so like shit like that. They're just be saying shit like that. I'm like, damn.
Huh.
And like, white people are too easy. We're just easy to rip. But like, I was listening for the other ones. Like, what are you guys saying about like the fucking Hispanics? What do you guys got for them? Like, what do you guys got for their shit?
Well, people from the Dominican Republic.
Light-skinned Hispanic. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but are they?
No, they're dark-skinned Hispanic. They have racism towards light-skinned Hispanics.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Now I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I'm trying to think of what the most.
Jersey.
Yeah, somewhere in Jersey.
I bet you it was Greece. I guarantee it.
I mean, yeah. I guess I didn't know enough Greek to know if they were being racist, but. yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, I'm trying to think, it could even be like a room you were in once, you know what I mean?
Like, physical
location, you could say country, you could do this. And it's like, oh, what's the most racist country I've been to? Okay, well, I'm
DR,
in America. Yeah, DR.
Steadfast, DR.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, Greece, I wouldn't have known. I mean, I'm sure they have enough of it, but like.
I feel like a lot of the Southern European countries, especially the old ones like Greece and Italy, are very much like, eh, to everyone who's not them. You know what I'm saying?
But who do you think, like, for the Crete, like, for Crete, or like Greece, because mainland, I don't know, but let's say for Crete. So, like, I don't know how they would become racist to what people on the island. Like,
oh, probably no, internally, probably not. I'm talking about visitors, like anybody who comes there.
Sure.
Like,
so, yeah, but I mean, and you know what it is? That's what it felt like, was like, no. We're visiting an island. Everyone who lives here really wants to be here. Probably gets along with everyone else.
It's like the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It's the Jersey Shore of Greece, bro. They all want to, like, stop coming here for the vacation. Stop it.
It's so funny.
They're like, let us fuck boys on our own. Stop coming here and ruining that for us.
Say Wildwood to someone who, like, oh, yeah, I love Wildwood. Oh, man. To someone who owns a house in North Wildwood. They will immediately be like, they don't even say it. They say it with disgust. And they're like, ugh. Oh, no, I don't live in Wildwood. Okay?
Right.
It's disgusting there.
Yeah.
I live in North Wildwood.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. Cool.
So same town? They're like, no.
Technically,
but no.
They actually have their own town. And they have their own cops.
Oh,
you're not getting.
That's funny.
There's so much money in that area. They divided it up. Yeah. I only know that because of a buddy who lives not there, but down there. He was like, yeah, dude, no, North Wildwood doesn't mess around. They want something done. If there's a trash can on the street that someone marked up, it gets done. They're not messing around. So they're like,
that's money talking right
gross
there. That's like Malibu.
Trash.
That's like Malibu with inside of LA. Like they had their own, like Malibu has like their own police department. They're like, we are Malibu here. We don't associate with that shit down the road.
Yeah, the cops' cuffs are like fucking Tiffany's and shit. Like, yeah, like they don't mess around.
What was it, the Big Lebowski? Like, we don't fucking tolerate that in Malibu.
I don't know. There was definitely a bar. Yeah, there was definitely. I'm thinking the first racist bar I've been to. It might have been Mr. Hughes. Could have been Mr. Hughes or that's
it sounds
dead
Asian
now.
Though,
gone.
Like YUE.
I know. I could say nope. And this is one of the weirdest bars I've been in. The guy who owned it lived above it.
Oh, that's you know what?
And he would
old school Americana right there. That's what that is. That's old school Americana.
I think I went
it.
Up in his house once. I've been in so many instances where it sounds like I was molested. At this point,
you do. Yeah,
I've been in so many times where they're like, and then I went upstairs with that guy, and you're like, you were not touched. You're serious? I'm like, nope.
Are you blocking it out? Like, no, really.
Yeah, the magician stuff.
That guy touched you. That guy.
No,
I'm pretty sure that you are blocking that one out.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that guy touched you. Right. He dazzled you. He bedazzled you with his magic, with his dark magic.
He dazzled me with his magic.
He fucking Jedi mind tricked
you
with his magic, and then you got raped. Oh, that's how I would probably use that if I was a Sith. Just bam. I would never practice dark arts. It'd be like my
remember emperor, nothing of this rape.
My
do.
Emperor would be like, dude, can we? I'm like, I got everything I need. He's like, finished the training.
Why does everyone keep leaving after this part? This is seriously, we haven't graduated one class.
Yeah, we just get past, we could do what they ask you to do, and then everybody walks out. I don't understand.
Every time, it's very strange.
Just teach me the hand wavy thing. and I'm out of here. I just need one semester.
Well, sure. And then Yoda's running the don't get sexually assaulted from the Sith's classes. You know
no
what
one,
I mean?
No one's in it.
Yeah. Why would no one be in it? Everyone's getting sexually assaulted
sorry,
like crazy.
I misheard you. I
think that class would be, he'd be making so much money. He's like,
I thought you said he had a class like don't sexually assault. Like no one's in that class. Like, we're all, why would we do that? We're all outside doing this.
Oh, that's even sadder. Oh, that's even worse.
He's just sitting there like tapping his lightsaber on the chalkboard, just bored, throwing it up like a pencil, like hitting the like his lightsaber's hitting the fucking ceiling, just getting it stuck.
Maybe we should put this on like Eventbrite or something. I don't know. Not Eventbrite, getting a ton of
they
views.
Will come.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's I didn't think
TikTok
about that.
I shall build up.
TikTok may be the right move.
And you look at the Sith TikTok, it's like crushing it on like how to sexually assault. Like, like the numbers are killing.
Assault. It's like that with like filter effects. You have like a TikTok. Yo.
You have a TikTok Sith influencer like, hey guys, what's up? Like,
no, dude, Sith TikTok is weird, man.
Like Darth Ellington here. I'm gonna teach you 4 easy ways how to hack right into that brain.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like all flashy and shit. Like 1, lightning magic hands. Always gets him distracted.
Right.
And Yoda's like, why? Like he's trying to like recreate the TikTok videos to make it like anti-sexual assault. And it's like no.
Right.
And the comments are like, hey. Lame grandpa, boomer. They're calling him boomer and shit.
Uncool to do this. It is. You guys must not do it.
Boomer, what mean?
The first one over, like the first, he's only got one student. The only student he would have would be
just Luke trying to make a good example. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, right.
Come on, I'm here. We could all do it. And they're like, fucking, see that nerd Skywalker with that fucking old boomer? Losers.
No, Misa want to, like, it would be Misa want to be with you, Mr. Yoda. Like, it's like,
he's
yeah.
Trying to imitate it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We know. Yeah. It's cool. Okay. Yeah.
Yoda at that point
know,
is like,
but
just fucking kill me.
Seriously. Everyone's like, you know, getting really raped right now. not great. You know, assists are teaching everyone how to rape. Bad
oh, you know, they would have like an awful rap song Luke and Yoda put together.
Oh yeah, sure. For like their training
Luke
classes.
Luke slides in. He's like, "Hey, Master Yoda." He's like, "Hi, Luke." And it's like, "What do you think about sexual assault?" He's like, "And I'll
I'm
tell
Master
you,
Yoda, and I'm here to say sexual assault is bad today. Yeah,
we use the Force for good, not play.
Like just real hokey. You know, arms folded across, like
Darth
linked
Vader
together,
just,
back to
like,
back with each other.
You guys just want to roll with me and do all this fun stuff? And it was like, yeah, we're gonna go do that.
It's the beats made out of that.
It's funny, amazing. Like they eventually break it down. Like no one comes. They're just so in depth. They're eventually like, you know what? We'll teach you the hand thing too. Just please come to this class. Just please come.
Still think they should be teaching how to steady your mind and not happen. But that's my business idea, my pitch for them. Instead of trying to teach, but you know what can I say?
You gotta get them in the door somehow. They're crushing over there.
Yeah, it's like Master Yoda. So you're teaching us how to not want to do the mind sexual assault thing, and he's like, why don't you just teach us how to prevent it? No can defend.
like, no defense.
He's like, what? We don't know how to fix this. Seriously, you just can't.
Ultimate Sith dark magic.
Yeah. Like you can't steady your mind. He was like, they got me 4 times.
He was like, it's easy for them now. It's actually the young ones do it.
Yeah, preventative, it is not. Any Sith walks up to you, does the little magic hand, you're gonna get sexually assaulted.
Your robe will be off.
I don't know what's going on. Like,
your robe will be off in 12 parsecs.
You think good light? You think good side? Good light? No, you know, protected. Mm-mm. Dark side allowed to sexually assault.
Dark
crazy.
Side wins all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Always dark side.
They have like their own, they have like their own Tucker Calls. It's just like, I don't know why everyone thinks that the dark side is all doing the raping. Some of the people, like, yeah, yeah, you're like,
it's high fiving each other.
Like, I'm picturing, yeah, yeah, I'm picturing.
You're just like, look, they're high fiving. Like, shut up, nerd, in the locker.
Family Guy must have done a thing of like Tucker Carlson, but just like wearing just a stormtrooper suit, just with a little bit of the change of the voice, like, but doing it in his cadence. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That would be, they must have done something like that, because that's, I would have loved that. Like it's closed over. Like, you know, a lot of people say that our dark side isn't that bad. I'm not one, but I like to think of giving everyone a fair shot. You know what I mean? But there's no mouth, because yeah, it's just a trooper. I kind of think that. I just love his cadence.
Yoda's like, hey, stop it. Stop it. Stop. Listen. He's like trying to jump up in front of people. He's just so sure he's.
Come on, stop. Oh, man. Love his cadence. God. Well. You know, one day we'll be able to solve that mystery. There we go. And scene.
Bit over.
Done. Holy shit. Got some stuff. How were the, you know, not how were the shows, but anything crazy happen around? Anything going on? Nothing nuts? No? You're healthy? Fine?
Had that. What did you say?
Your neck's fine. Your shows are fine. Anything happening?
No, my body's falling apart every day. Everything hurts.
We know that.
Yeah, but no, you know, just local suburban new town incidences that, you know, I struggle with every day, you know.
Oh, wait, before we do anything, shout out to the mullet guy at Autumn Lake Winery.
Yeah,
I don't know who that guy was. I hope he checked this out.
Definitely not.
But you don't think? I think we're right up his alley.
Maybe. Dude. I don't know. I did make his clean giant cut. Jack friend laugh.
He was, yes, that guy was enormous. He was just big overall. And then it was a big overall linebacker.
He did look like a linebacker.
I think it was on his first date. Did someone nail down on that? Yeah, it was on his first date with that one. But here's the thing.
Dude,
the young lady.
Good fucking. I wingmaned him so good from the stage, dude. Remember, I said, dude, what do you fucking do for your. I said, would you carry your car to the gym as a warm up? That's a good fucking. Drink this guy's jacked. You'll blow him later.
It was a nice line. It was appreciated in the room. It was appreciated in the room. But, But you know what the weird. That couple seemed to be fine. Mm-hmm. It was a big dude, first date. She seemed to be smitten with him, hoping this guy's packing probably.
They bought a whole box of crumble cookies, which is a good, I think it's a good first date choice. It's not too messy.
Yeah, no.
Right? Good, it's like you can share equally. There's four of them.
Across from them is a woman who I can only describe. Well, I should say first, a man who is Millville excellent. I mean, in my opinion, like this is that Jersey, dirty Jersey, farm Jersey kind of guy, full mullet, classic style.
Did you notice he had like a Mick Foley ear thing going on?
I didn't catch that, but professional backyard wrestler does
or
sound
crocodile
about right.
Wrestler.
Yeah, I don't. We have them in Jersey.
Alligator. I don't know. Yeah, they're everywhere. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
But that guy looked like he wrestled alligators, bro. You know he did.
He actually had more of a. He had like a. You're not wrong. He had a Louisiana mullet style.
Yeah,
like
he really
it
did.
Felt
it was,
deeper.
It was because it had like the Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber like Lloyd Christmas mullet like bowl cut.
It was the puffy top, right? It was puffy top.
No. It was bowl cut top.
It was bowl cut top.
It was like bowl cut top, like super tight. And then, like, super tight along the side, and then boom.
Right. And
like,
then he had a little poop. Yeah, that's for the ladies
like
to sleep on.
Like a horse's tail, bro. Like
dude, he calls that the royal cape. He just lets that thing fucking hang deep. Go ahead, girl. Just curl up.
Oh, you know.
Curl
like,
up on that
he's
thing.
He's like, you can hold on to that. He's like, why? I plowed my dick in you.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy fucks. You know that guy fucks.
That guy fucks. I'm just hoping he took Yoda's class. You know what I mean? I'm hoping he wasn't on the Sith side,
assault.
Dude.
That guy walks in a room and fucks.
Oh man, that guy was spectacular. very good. So I just want to. I just had to give a shout out to that.
Yeah,
mullet, that guy. I hadn't seen a mullet like that in a little bit. It's been
a good one. No, it was
because you know, let's be honest, there is just something. You know, everyone's like hipsters. I know. Yes, you see those mullets. This was organic, wasn't it, Adam? It was like, ooh, that's. You're cutting it, at home, but
pure.
Like you're cutting it Joe Dirt style. Like you can't help.
Right, it was that without the poop.
It was,
like it's the Lloyd Christmas Dumb and Dumber bowl cut, but the fucking blowout.
This is one of the dogs, man. This guy, whew. Anyway, You've been having a whole thing with your neighborhood.
I go to where I get my produce, local place, and I'm leaving, and around the back of it, the store kind of juts out, so it's kind of like a tight, narrow drive-through, but two cars could fit, but you can't like see a car turning into you. So windows are down. It was nice. This is when it was nice out. Windows were down on the Bronc, and and I'm with Steph. This guy flies around the corner, and he's on his phone like that. This is what he's looking like. This is how he's driving his car. Okay.
Oh man.
Okay. Yeah. Did I infuriate you? Did it infuriate you? Okay, you should have. And that was a visual thing, so I'm gonna describe it for the audio listeners because obviously there's more audio listeners. So he was like had his phone like on speakerphone. Holding it like a teenage girl, or not a teenage girl, actually, I'm sorry, not a teenage girl. Holding it like a fucking wigger, like a white fuck boy. That's who he's holding it like, a white trash broke boyfriend. That's who he was holding it like. Okay. Like that. And like hanging his head out the window off the side with the sunglasses like up above his head.
Ah, man.
Ultimate douchebag, right? Yeah, window down. Players. My window's down. And again, you know, like, it's weird because I know you're going to do your story later, but like, we're both different drivers when it comes to that. Like, I used to be as aggressive as you when I was younger, and I let a lot of it go. Now, only certain things driving will really agitate me. But like, you're like way more off the handle than I am now, which is funny because I'm like that with everything else except driving, right? So yeah. I didn't say shit. I just was like, and I had sunglasses on, so you couldn't even see me look at him weird. So right. I'm just staring, essentially, right?
Yeah.
I look at him because he leans into me and goes, "What the fuck you looking at?" But under his breath, so Steph couldn't hear it, but he said it clearly.
I'm surprised. We were that close.
That's okay. How close we were. Like when he passed windows, because it was very tight.
You were in your car window.
We're both in the cars. Yeah.
Window's in. Okay, so he's scooping in off that tight turn around the bush.
He almost hit me.
Right.
He almost hit me.
But he's moving quick enough that you could hear.
It was like less than 20. It was like less than. But no,
he hit the brakes real quick.
Because he almost hit me, so he hit the brakes real quick. So now he went from like 20 to like a 5. Right. Like he's crawling
right,
now.
Right. I got you.
So then he leans in, like really under his breath, goes, "What the fuck are you staring at or looking at?" I was staring at. And then 0 to 100.
Right.
Because I wasn't even mad. And now, like, well, you know, as soon as someone talks shit to me, I'm like, that's it. I got it. And like we were talking about off air, my immediate goal now is like, I have to fight this. I got so nervous, I want to provoke him. So I hit him with a, "Would you say hard F?" Right? Hard F.
Got it.
He tapped his brakes. And I was like, ooh. And I went right for my door handle. Then he kept driving. I was like, oh. And then Steph goes, "What the fuck are you yelling at him like that?" Because she didn't hear him.
She's like, "You."
She just thought I just went off the handle on this guy. Just so I was like, "Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he fucking said to me?" And she's like, "No." Like, I'm gonna fuck myself. And I was like, "She's like, calm down." I was like, "No, I will not calm down." And then he pulls behind me, but just because that's just the way he was leaving, so you kind of went around the store just to get out.
Okay.
So she's now in a full-blown panic, like he's following us, he has a gun, he's going to do something. I was like, you got to stop being a pussy. Honestly, it's fine. Because the guy's not even like mad. He doesn't even look mad in the rearview mirror, and he's not aggressively trailing me. He's like legitimately like, 2 car lengths behind me. Like he's pretty far. I'm like, I think he tried to bully me, and then when I went like that, he was like, "Oh, okay, I'm not – this isn't worth it to me." This is what I think happened, and then he's like, "I'm not going to fuck with this guy." This is what I think happened.
Right.
And then she, the whole time until he turned off, which was like multiple minutes, was just like, you know, "He's going to kill us. He has a gun. He's going to – I'm like, "I'll kill this guy. It's fine." I'm like, "It's fine. I'll choke him unconscious and walk up. Right. We're all good." But – so I have that anger – oh, the whole way home, right? We park. We each get a grocery bag. You know where I live. Where I park my car, there's those big bushes that cover the transformer.
Yeah,
box.
You want me to do the address? I'll hit the address.
Yeah, hit me with the address and my social also.
735 yep. South.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, you got it? Okay,
no.
Cool.
No, no, okay. Finish it.
No. Brookie, yeah, okay. Lane. No.
I cut in front of the bush, and this fucking gray cat pops out and fucking bat step in the leg. Just boom, pop, hits her, paws her hard. No claws, though. Just okay. Boom, quick pop.
Just, yeah, just like did a drive-by ankling. Yeah. Okay.
Now, here's why that's significant. Because within 1 week, this cat has attacked us three times. Okay. Now, I've seen this cat for a year, and it's been cool the whole time. I walk Pino around, my dog around, the neighbor constantly. He's always okay. Cool, right?
Yeah.
That same week, earlier, I'm walking Pino. Pino sees him, doesn't say anything. The cat, like, starts walking towards us, like, all liony, like down, like, you know, kind of like.
You see power. The shoulder blades? You yeah. See the shoulder like, blades dip?
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And yeah, he stops.
I think this cat's about to fight or fuck us. Yeah. One of the two.
Is he going to fight me or fuck me? Is he going to fuck my dog? Oh, I'm going to stop a fucking dog fucking. A cat fucking. I was like, what are you doing, cat?
Wrong species. Wrong species. Like, you're just. Joe, don't mingle stop species. It. Pinto, don't stop liking species. It. What's happening right now? I don't even know what's going on. You're a boy.
You're a boy. What stop
the
it.
Cat? I think the cat's a boy. Oh, no. Okay.
Like, even weirder.
It
even
would just
weirder.
Be me, too. Just me jumping around like, oh, stop. Like, I wouldn't know what to pull. I'm like, don't pull them apart, I think.
Is this how cat dog was made?
I've got an idea.
So he did that, but stopped. And I was like, let's go. I just pulled Pino. I was like, let's go. I'm not fucking with this cat because the cat will fuck you up. Right? Because Pino's 18 pounds. And this cat is the same size as Pino. So that cat is, that means five times stronger than my dog, right?
Outside cat versus, yeah, that's all muscle, baby.
I always thought it was an outside cat until I found out it wasn't. It was technically, it's that someone owns this cat.
Oh, this is one of those innies outies. Okay.
Yes. And I'm getting to it. So I was an outdoor cat too. So that was the first incident in the week. Second one, Steph's walking Pino across the same area. Cat pops out, goes, raises his fucking thing, and then chases them.
What the fuck is going on?
Now,
with this cat?
Pino apparently gets in front of them and tries to like defend Steph and tries to be like, you know, and like gets his hind legs and starts barking at the cat.
Oh, he totoed.
She picks him up. Runs and the cat chases them and she gets into the car. Now
that's why the cat chased. She shouldn't have picked up the dog.
She just kicked that cat in the fucking head. Now, you know her. She exaggerates.
Just get big as well. I'll fight a cat.
Oh, dude. Well, I'm getting. To that
I mean, yeah, okay.
I'll get into that too. So,
I'm honest. I'm just being honest. I'm not gonna fight. I'm not gonna punch a cat. I'm gonna kick a cat. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought that's I was saying. I was like, I'm gonna fight a cat. Like, wait, what?
Gonna fight you? You're gonna.
I was like, oh man, this cat is just getting in my legs. I can't really get down to him. Like, it's like we're supposed like. I think
you're also tall
doing.
As is.
It's like, oh man, I'm only good at boxing. I don't know how to fight him. He's so good at. He's so good on the ground.
His capoeira game is crazy.
But yeah, I would kick a cat. 100%. This cat sounds fucking.
It's big.
It sounds rabid. Because usually if. I've never had a cat do this. I mean, I've had a cat kind of get, yeah, but that's usually when you're aggressing it.
No, yeah, right.
Never it coming at me.
100%. So again, Steph is exaggeratory. She is also a woman. So, you know, double. So double negative.
So she should have sensed it coming. That's what I think. Exactly. You think that. I think, nah, she's got powers. I know she does. She's like, is your leg hair tingling? Like, here's a cat nearby that's about to...
Can't ever strike. Quick. It's about to pounce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking like bullshit. I'm thinking like I'm thinking it did what it did with me. It got it prowled and got like maybe a hissed and that was it. Turns out two neighbors overheard and came out to see what the fuck the ruckus was. So verified. Actually true. I was like, oh, okay. Then the third incident was this. My butt Kevin goes, yo, that guy who lives over here owns that cat. I went, I'm gonna have a talk. Now I'm coming in with level 100 anger from fuck you guy, okay?
Yeah. Do you think it's the same guy? No, you know it's a different guy.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah,
this is,
but
I'm still harboring the anger.
You know it's a different dude, but yeah. But you're coming there like no one in this fucking world. Nice. There's mean people out there. Yeah.
Satisfaction wasn't met in the other incident. It wasn't
also,
met.
Also, I mean, my first question is, I'm gonna go over there and just talk to him about. Whatever training protocols he's got this fucking diehard cat on. Like,
yeah.
This cat is a fucking
is he walking
menace.
Through glass? Like,
he's,
is,
yeah, yeah,
what is he
yeah.
doing?
He's more, yeah. Is this a kickboxer scenario where he's doing glue and glass at the end right on the thing? Like, what
he's
is he
doing? Hanging upside down
from
trees, doing sit-ups, punching like berries, like going back down, like going up, punching. Yeah.
Just tuning up this cat's belly as he's doing
just ripping squirrels apart for training. Just fucking like, dude, wild.
Let's go, Mittens. Toughen the fuck up.
He's
punching his abs while he's doing goals. Just toughen up, man.
He's throwing mini medicine balls made of aluminum foil at his belly. strengthen his core.
Dog's wearing a trash bag. I mean, the cat's wearing a trash bag. The dog's wearing a trash bag. How ridiculous would that be? Jesus.
No,
yeah,
so
I would ask him, what's up with your fucking cat?
Right. So I'm just, again, angry. And I wasn't satisfied. My satisfaction wasn't met from the other incident. So I'm just like, perfect. I could take it out on this guy. But I still had a little bit of logic in me where I was like, I can't just off the bat unload on this guy.
Oh, that would be amazing. I mean, I don't know how you would just coming in hot on him, like from the doorbell.
I thought about it. I thought it'd been like, get your fucking cat. That's how I thought about it. That's how I thought about coming at it right away. And he would have been like,
yeah.
Now, also, I don't really know who lives here. I don't really never seen the guy.
That's
the dude could be a giant man. It could be a lady. No, it was a guy. Because Kevin said it was a guy. So, but he didn't say it was like, he didn't give me a physical description. He wasn't like, by the way, the guy's jacked or anything.
Oh, you have a lead in though, right? You have a lead, like, hey, do you own a gray cat that comes in and out?
Yeah. No, I knew for a fact. No, Kevin was for sure 100% positive the cat lived in that house.
I know. Okay. So whoever's in there. Okay.
Yes. Does own a gray cat. Gotcha. I just don't know the physical specimen who is inside of this house
right now. You might be seeing a wife, you don't know, a kid, you know, whatever.
No idea. But going in hot, someone's getting it.
Someone's
child, dog,
full
woman,
blast,
man,
both barrels.
Getting it.
Got it.
Kid would have been easy. I could have hit that kid. I really gave it to him.
Like just a funny pop in the nose, like just completely falls back.
That's for your fucking cat.
Dad!
And his mom comes like, pop her too. Like, that's for your son being wise to me.
A man hit me in the nose at the door and said something about a cat.
You don't own a cat.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we don't own a cat.
I just popped the dad too. I'm like, well, I had everybody in the house. All right, everybody had to get it. Everybody gets one.
Go get your mother. Bonk.
Yeah. Just hit her in the Everyone gets one. You got a parrot? You got a bird?
Yeah.
Getting one.
Going around.
Getting a bonk.
So what's your approach? What are your thoughts before you get to the door? What is your plan?
Okay, so again, logic hit me. And I was like, can't just be like, get your fucking cat.
So you're going to open up with nice weather we're having? Or you...
No. So what I was going to say was going to be like, hey, man, do you own a gray cat?
Right. Okay.
And I then said to myself,
What if he says no?
No.
It'd be great if he just goes, no, shuts the door. You're like, man, I should have planned that, huh? Should have probably went to 100, huh? Fuck me. I don't know why I tried to do the question. This isn't a movie. Why the fuck wouldn't he just?
I just have to stand outside for a while and make it sound like I had a talk with somebody and I was like a bitch.
Hey, man, can we do this again? I'm actually really mad at you. Come on, man.
Please, everyone's looking now. I made a scene over here. Please.
I feel, I'm not, just open the door, man. Let's fight. Come on.
Tell me to go fuck myself. Tell me to go fuck myself. Please.
So, your wife's ugly. Anything? No? You're not taking the bait?
Lawn gay.
Yeah. Okay. So you open the door, you go, do you own a gray cat?
Right. And then I went internally, if this guy gives me any attitude I don't like,
right,
I'm hitting him with the fucking car guy energy from earlier, right? 100%. And I was like, hey, man, do you want a gray cat? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, it's kind of been like attacking my dog. And I was like, here it is. He's going to say, no, it doesn't. My cat's an angel.
Sure,
it would never. I was like, here it comes. I was like gritting my teeth, like almost like clenching my fist, ready to go. And he was like, oh, I am so sorry. That's horrifying. And I went, yeah, man, it happens. You know, we all have cat animals. And I just folded like a bitch right away. And I was like, I can't be mad at this guy. And then we just had like a 20-minute talk about animals and pets and like stuff. Like,
oh, that's got a happy ending.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm like,
I love the other answer. If he was, it'd be even better if you, or not better, but it'd be strange if he, He was just like, oh shit, did it attack you too? Fucking dude, that thing, right? It's a bitch, dude.
Like,
I don't know what to do with
it. Healing himself,
and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I know, right? I'm just like, I'm no joke. Look at this, missing three toes. No joke. Yeah. Fucking cat. He's like, he keeps coming in and out. He got me at night. No idea.
Both look real. Watch, fake eye.
Yeah,
boom.
Fake eyeball.
Took it in my sleep.
No idea. Yeah, yeah. This is a prosthetic nose. It ate my nose in the middle of the night.
It learned how to speak. Only two things. Go fuck yourself. That's all I was going to say.
I know it's usually three things, but it sounded like two things.
Three, yeah. Go fuck yourself. Two.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Cats don't count well, so who knows what I said.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm still
in their lives. They didn't mean they know how to count to nine.
You got to be quick on your feet, though. Got to get across that lawn, dude. I don't know what to tell you. That dog's probably going to be dead. Yeah, that dog's dead. All right, man. Well, it's been good. Yeah. All right, well, it's been good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you. All right. See you later.
My hand. He gives me one of these. Like he tussles my hair. He tussles my hat.
She's like, why keep the – as he's closing the door, why keep the cat? Why are you letting it in your house? You're missing two toes.
Actually – this is true. I swear. This is the guy at one point in the middle of the conversation, because I did at one point have to be firm with this guy. Because listen, okay, I am going to, you know how I am with my dog, and I am super affectionate.
Protective. Yeah,
and
course.
With my dog. Some would say maybe a little gay with my dog. You know, some. Maybe some.
It scares me that. Yeah, but okay. It's got a sexual connotation too.
Shut up. Yeah, actually, yeah. A little bit. A little bit. I can understand why people would say that.
Let's move on. Let's move on from it. I don't want to.
Anyway.
Let's move on from it.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I had to make a firm point to let the guy know that if this cat were to make an aggressive motion to my dog, I would have to do what I have to do. And what I said was, I said, hey, man, listen, you're really nice. That's cool. I'm glad we had this talk and everything. I was like, just so you know, if your cat attacks or hurts my dog, I'll lay his skull down like Predator at your doorstep. And he said, I understand.
Nice.
And I said, okay, just so we're clear. And he's like, we're clear.
And then you... Yeah, then you make the gun invisible on your shoulder, like the ray gun on your shoulder becomes visible, like it becomes, and he's like, it's like it's just looking at him, yeah, and you're like, I know, the whole time it was invisible, not a big deal. And make
it
visible again
for your cat, by the way, just so we're clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad we came to an agreement. To the trees. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To the trees. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, dude, it was I said that like a psychopath, which sounds crazy, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I like the choice. It was just bold enough where it's got like a tone of silliness. So it's an interesting, it's a good mix of like, I'm being cheeky, but I'm also really making my point.
That was the best crowd work of my life because I thought of that on the spot. And I was like, Adam, that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. That was it got across your point. It had
it
was pointed, it was direct, but in a playful, cheeky manner, which very nice. Good work.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. You've developed, you've grown.
Thanks, man.
Well, speaking of growing, why don't we grow this network a little bit?
Why don't we grow the network?
I want to do plugs.
Why don't we do plugs? Why?
And then continue the rest of the podcast.
Oh, your mic echo thing is off, so I'm going to talk. Hey, guys. It was on. I heard the thing go out. Hey, guys. Follow me now at Adam Nutter. I heard it. Shut up. Don't even look at me. Follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, on Instagram, at Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. Trying to grow that a little bit. YouTube, youtube.com/AdamNutter. I put stand-up clips on there. And The Porcupine. Thank you for watching it. The last episode I did was Chrissy Mayer and Forest Mommy. It has like 100 views already, so go check that out. Thank you for everybody who checks out that show. And I got to do, I think, a podcast this week with The Unfit Statesman. It's going to be a good episode. And if you're watching this live right now, go to Punchline Philly and go watch me. I'm there right now. Hi, I'm there on stage probably. Go to Punchline. Leave right now. You go to Punchline Philly. And then the next night, I'll be on the Lower East Side of Manhattan at Combodies. Coming out to that. That's going to be a banger. May 13th, Georgia LP Convention. Come on out. It's right outside of Atlanta. going to be fun. Just come to the show. I'm going to be there literally for like 7 hours and I'm flying back home because I don't want to be there. So come, I want to be the thing. I just don't want to be in Georgia for more than I have to because I'd rather play video games and bet on things that I can bet on. You know what I'm saying? So coming out to the show, though, the show's going to be fun. So drop10.com/events for ticket and stuff and my YouTube and my Instagram for dates and all that stuff. Yay.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back. All right, I am neilwood.com. Go there for all my dates and details. Yeah, I got a YouTube and everything too, so check it out. It's probably I am Neil Wood. So go there. It is. I mean, it is. It's, but yeah, it's I'm Neil Wood on YouTube. I am neilwood.com. You'll find all my stuff there. You know, like, subscribe wherever you can. I appreciate it. And of course, check us out at Myers every second and fourth Friday. We got a great lineup coming for you. We had an awesome show. It's Best Friday. Thanks for everybody who came out in Fishtown, Philly. It was a ton of fun.
Comedy Fight Club coming up there too.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Comedy Fight Club coming up. Yeah, this month. So we got we're adding shows and maybe doing some early shows as well. Doing some things. So I think we're gonna do that as well. So you have some more opportunities to come out and see what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a good time. And then we are back at the White Horse Winery. You can check us out.
Not back. Oh. First time there, right?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't do the first
time. Okay, show. You just
I'm
weren't
so
there.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. You're right. But yeah, but Adam Nutter, Brian Isley, Dave Primiano, and myself all at White Horse Winery May 18th. Get those tickets now while you can, right in Hamilton, New Jersey. We appreciate you getting a glass of wine with your ticket. So it's a good get. It's a good fucking deal. Other than that, you can get all the dates and deals. We're actually moving the store over. You shouldn't feel any change effects, but we're going to be moving some stuff around. Just, you know, no change, but no big deal. But check out our store. All right. Droptown.com/store. Go into the cult of us and grab a t-shirt. Grab a sleeveless shirt, grab a hat, grab something. All right, it's awesome. I think there's some good designs, and we got more coming. I know I'll get some more up there for you soon. There's different colors, different patterns, all that kind of cool stuff. It helps us out a bunch. And then go over to patreon.com/cultofus. Get our $5 tier, get all the extra goodies for one shot. All right, you get a t-shirt, you get all the extra back archive stuff, us on the road, us doing some cool stuff, filming in cars and podcasting in cars and all over the place with different comics. So get all that good stuff there. Yeah, watching fights.
You access to our Discord. And then
get access to our Discord. You can jump on in. And, of course, our Gauntlet series. You can jump into those and do some Would You Rathers with us. Tell us what you think. What would you choose? And, of course, some awesome animal videos, as we like to do, and just put ourselves through the gauntlet of mayhem. Other than that, people, yeah, just Odyssey, YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, do all that cool stuff. Get us up on the iTunes and the on Spotify.
Throw us up on Rumble too.
I don't.
It's just another video platform. You know, just trying to broaden the horizons.
I've got no qualms. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Take a shout out. Plugs. Oh yeah. Actually, this week. What am I saying? The 5th. Creation. I mean, turn the music on. It's fine.
Okay.
But we got a Cinco de Mayo show coming out. It's the first one there at in South Philly, right at 815 South 5th Street. I think I got that right, but it's at Crown of Creation. We're trying a new spot. I'm sure Adam will be doing it easy. But yeah, come on out to that one. Tickets for the first 5 people are only $5, and then after that, they're $10.
Where is it?
It's right in South. It's like South Philly, Crown of Creation. It's like a art spot. I don't know. Matt Himes was talking about this.
I figured.
It's Matt Himes. Yeah. So we're might be making it a regular thing right now. So we're come on out to that one. Plus tickets are cheap. It's a nice little show. We got some good lineup. We got a good lineup for that one. Anyway. Well. Oh yeah, I can hear the echo cancellation is off for me. You can hear it. I just heard the echo. Good job. I just heard an echo on my side. You son of a bitch. That's bad. I'm sorry. This is bad podcasting. Listen, Adam, while I have you here, I like the cat story. The cat was fun. Yeah. I like the when you'd like. Would you have really brought him back, the cat?
No, but I would kill the cat. I made that very clear. I would 100%. No, I already thought I would stomp the dumb skull and 100% kill it. I would zero qualm. No, I wouldn't drag it. That's a little too dark. But I would have killed his cat and been like, yo, I killed your cat because I had it and I told you. Like, I would have told him. I would have not told him, but I would have been like, this is your cat.
Oh, you would have been.
His head, like, you know, like Gladiator.
And I know you're saying like you're a hard thing, but you would have totally killed that cat, like rage killing it while crying. There's
100%.
No, there's no 100%. Way you could have easily just done that. Just like you'd be like, oh shit, fuck, like just killing it.
You made me do this. You made me do this. I didn't want to kill you. Damn. Why?
No. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we can kind of shoot the shit about a little bit? I did not enjoy as much as I thought I was going to. I did not enjoy Wakanda Forever as much as I...
Dude, Marvel sucks, dude.
I don't know what happened.
Marvel sucks.
I don't know why I didn't. I just felt like it was...
I haven't watched a lot of new Marvel movies, honestly.
It's kind of like the death of Bozeman... Like,
should not been the end of the series. Should have been the end of the series. I know.
I don't know. Yeah, I just meant like it took too long to get over to the whole thing. Felt too. They got through a lot, and there was some good stuff in there. I think the acting is actually stuff that some of it stood out to me more than anything.
No, it is. It's like he died. That sucked. And like it's like, but it's like, okay, I don't know, man. Then there's no more Black Panther, I guess, because like he kind of made that role, and then like unless you're just gonna completely replace the role of Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I mean, I like her as Black Panther. She's kind of a great replacement for it in terms of like he was also very smart. She has that role.
Oh, wait, she took over. I didn't even know that because in the movies I don't watch. I haven't watched a lot of Marvel movies lately. They're bad.
Okay. They cover a lot. They kind of want to make the depth of the characters going. I mean, like, hey, like I said, I preference this not just by going, like, I wasn't expecting to be blown away.
Yeah.
But I heard good stuff. And then I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, let me put it this way. I'm going to feel the same kind of way about The Flash.
Oh, right?
Because whatever. But I think that one, just by the trailer, it looks like I'm going to be more entertained in some way. I don't know. I found the fight sequences
so much
and stuff.
CG, like the CGI looks bad. Like everything
looks
bad.
Oh, and that? It looks like a little
Marvel
bit of a video game.
Marvel looks like shit.
Well, it looks a little bit like a video game. But I didn't care about that. That's what I meant. Like, it's all going to be video games from now on. It just looks like a video game.
Yeah, but like,
whatever.
Okay, so like, I feel like CGI was better and now it's worse.
They're
and
doing blending.
This is a non-fun conversation. But no, like, that's just my opinion. It's like, I swear to God, and like I know a lot of people are saying this, even like a lot of other like podcasters and content creators who like cover Marvel exclusively.
Okay.
They'll bring up clips. I've watched it on TikTok. Like bring up clips of like older movies and like they're just cutting corners on CGI now. Is what they're doing. They're trying to save money.
Right. They're cutting corners.
But it shows.
Like,
it's bad.
Yeah. Because it's. If there's one character in the state and or it's pieces of the character and they're pulled from like basically posing them with the dots and everything connected that they're going to have complete control inside the computer. This is all like boring shit, but like I get it because then they're just doing just that. They're not doing any of the environmental stuff or because you had to mix it with CGI. But so now of it, just it's just completely painted world and it's just watching a video game, which is I mean, I don't know. Most video games sounds like people like the ones that like the stories.
Unreal Engine body cam footage game?
Unreal Engine body cam footage game.
It's super fucking awesome. Hold on.
I don't even know what the title means. Unclaimed.
So Unreal Engine is. I'll find it while I look it up. Unreal Engine is a video game engine that a lot of video games use. It's like the engine of the game, right? So like how Madden has an engine of the it's like how you make the game, right? Like how the physics
I understand.
Of the game. Physics, that's a good word I was looking for. Okay. Physics of the game. So like Madden uses like Frostbite, that's like the engine they use. Unreal Engine is used by like a lot of other like Assassin's Creed and like games like that.
I understand.
More like open world, more in-depth games is Unreal. So there's like five of them now.
Okay.
And like six is coming out. And this game looks so real. When I first saw it, that was real body cam footage.
Okay, wow.
It's nuts, dude. Unreal Engine body cam game. Watch this shit, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna...
Oh, we might have to do a little editing.
I hate you.
Sorry.
But...
I know, I'll pull up on TikTok. That's what I...
But yeah, it's... I don't know, but I wondered why. It was fun. Can't pinpoint down. Because I don't like to say I don't like a movie. I think I want to be clear with people. I don't like to just go like, I feel like some people are like, I didn't like it, whatever. And they have no reasoning. I'm like, why not? Like, what about it? What didn't you like?
Okay, here we go. Sorry, really... not to cut you off, but I found
no,
it.
I'm just trying to pinpoint it. You don't have to cut me off. You just wait. Well, okay. Or it's happening now. So that's not great for me. But I got you. Let's just hope that this is a good quality for the people watching. And I'm sure it's much better on your... Oh, yeah. It's got a...
Dude, look at this.
It's got a good body cam.
Look at this shit, dude.
It looks...
Watch when he shoots, though. Like, the way the recoil of the gun... Watch how he shoots the recoil of the gun. Watch this.
Oh, this has got real...
Look at that.
Shots fired!
Yeah, wow.
Where the fuck is Oscar?
Interesting.
Isn't this nuts?
Yeah, that wow, I didn't realize the fish lens like added so much to the little.
It's wild, right?
Yeah, the fish lens adds. I didn't realize how much that pulls those little. You can only see it in almost sometimes when it's staying straight. You can really feel the room environment as he turns just with that little fish lens flare. And then they're nailing just the textures.
And then like even like the way he's like that. The shot recoil is like recoil so realistic. Field, you, like yeah, everything is like go like the tunnel
texture on the gun, the texture on the gloves.
The gloves, the magazine he's like inserting in the fucking gun. It's like, and when he was outside looked more real than inside.
Yeah,
in that video, it's fucking very crazy, cool. Man. Yeah,
that was very cool.
So that's getting pretty real.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty damn real.
It gives me such uncanny valley vibes where like we're going with all the AI and stuff. I get really like uneasy with some of it. I go, ugh, I don't like it. Burn it.
Not in our lifetime. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. It's pretty quick. I mean, maybe not that advanced, but it's going pretty quick. I mean, I mean, look how advanced even the AI is with like all the some of the videos now and shit like that. I mean, yeah, you get like a hand.
I know, but runaway AI is not. So I'm saying about like I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but. Everybody, I feel like a lot of people complaining about AI right now. They're not going to be the people. I mean, yeah, sure, for the longevity of human beings, maybe, but they're also AI cannot escape like where it's at right now. You can't have like an AI run wild
have
right
you
now.
Watched a movie?
I know, right? I know it's in like every movie. I know
it's like every movie. Look at this idiot! Doesn't think I can get out. What an idiot! You're some dumb idiot.
I mean, AI like generated like that way, like that won't happen in our lifetime. So I go like, don't worry about it.
Until it does, and then we're fighting fucking robots, dude. And I'm gonna be on the front lines with you, being like, see, dick. You'd be like, I'm letting you know.
Oh no! At least we'd be cool. We like buddy cop stuff. So we, you know, like we, you know. Everyone, you'd always, you know, remind me of every time. We're like, poof, poof, like, and then you shoot one over top of my shoulder, like. Poof. Yeah, remember when you said this was like all not gonna happen?
Yeah. You mean in the magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But it's gonna be fine. Yeah, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna make video games. That's why I said I'm excited.
Are you Roscoe? Are you doing the Rocco's Basilisk thing? Is that where you're saying this? You know what Rocco's Basilisk is?
No.
It's that theory or
sounds like the name of the guy. It sounds like the mullet guy's real name. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like a porn star.
Rocco Basilisk.
Yeah. Rocco Basilisk. Yeah. Or like an eccentric billionaire who pisses in jars, like a Howard Hughes type.
I could see that. I could see a Virgin Mobile situation, but the leader is Roscoe Basilisk.
Mr. Roscoe Basilisk. Like,
they call him Roscoe B, baby. Yeah.
Or it's like, or he's very secluded. It's like, oh, we rarely ever see billionaire Roscoe Basilisk getting it coming out of his lair, you know, one of those. It's that theory that AI, no matter.
Sorry, what am I talking about? Roscoe Basilisk is clearly, definitely one of what's his name's AKAs. McAfee. It's definitely just one of McAfee's AKAs who we interviewed. Yeah. He would have been like, AKA known as Roscoe Basilisk. Like, he would have, that 100% would
Dude,
be an AKA.
McAfee didn't kill himself. Anyway, Rocco's Basilisk, Rocko Basilisk, is a thought experiment which states that an otherwise benevolent AI, super intelligence, though, and the future would be incentivized to create a virtual reality simulation to torture anyone who knew of its potential existence but did not directly contribute to its advancement or development.
Got it.
You fucking traitor. You're a fucking, you're an interspecies. You're inter something. You're a race traitor, isn't it? Yeah, you kind of. Yeah, they're a race. Robots can be a race. You're a race traitor.
Goddamn, likes trading in his own biology.
Wow, way to go. You sim for fucking robots.
You,
wow, way to turn us, you red coat.
You dirty, loving robot, some bitch.
Wow, look at you. You're fucking being all like AIs.
I love it. I love
totally
it. We
good, right, guys?
You can't come up with disses for the future. We're like, oh, you wire having son of a button.
You oil drinker.
Your
oil
blood's glowing.
I like oil drinker.
I love that you think oil will be involved. Like fossil fuels will need
Futurama.
To be.
Right. Is Futurama
yes,
not a,
that's
a
the joke
the
of it. I love the joke of yeah. That is like it's such one of those things. That'd be great if it just burned the world around it. Like, damn it, these robots also need oil. We're fucked. We thought you were supposed to help save us. How bionic would you get before you? Well, because you hate like you think robots are gonna. But what if towards the end you know you're getting in your 60s. And then all of a sudden, big breaks start to be made. And you're just like, oh, shit. They can replace this. They can replace that. Hmm. You hate robots. You don't like those robots. You don't like them.
Robots.
How bionic would you get? Stay away from the brain? Would you replace everything up into your head? You know? How much robot are you? Are you still a human being?
I think that's what makes you a human being the most is your brain and
your brain.
Soul. Which robots don't have. That's right.
Oh,
I'm coming
wow.
for you, Rocco.
Oh, I forgot. This Basilisk. Is, yes. I forgot that the president of the cult is also has to be a Christian. Any good
Catholic.
President. Christian. Oh, wow. You're
Catholic.
A fucking traitor. You're
I'm
hell,
Catholic.
You're behel. Oh, wow. You're a Kennedy. You're holding to the old
Kennedy.
Pope there.
I am wow. a Kennedy descendant. Well, I am American royalty.
Wow. Look at that.
We're going to fuck around over here. And I'm coming for you, Rocco. I see you.
I would go so half and half. I would go half. I would
half?
Fully replace half
upper
of my
half
body.
Robot or lower half robot?
Split down the middle, actually.
Ooh,
I was thinking split down the middle
like
from the set. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't exactly know how it would work.
Okay, which side of the brain are you replacing the robot? Your creative side or your logical side?
I'm getting rid of the creative side. I will be cold, calculating,
okay.
and precise
oh,
at
so,
all times.
So you now just a little extra more cold?
I will, yes. I will just... My routine will become that of one of the coldest calculated comics
Dude,
of all time.
It really is like that. It's like Rick. It's like that Rick Sanchez joke where he's like, "Oh, so you a robot and a crocodile? So you one cold calculated thing, and
yeah,
cold
yeah,
calculated
one.
Thing." Oh, so just Neil and a robot? So it's just two cold calculated things together.
It's damn right.
No, I don't know. I would get scared. I'm losing my humanity.
Like, humanity.
But like, cause like, I don't know. I feel like a limb, but like, that's the thing too. Can you, is it like Star Wars limb worthy? Like, is it that good? Where like I could feel things like, it's like, it just,
yeah.
there's no distinction from a.
Yeah. See, I'm the big believer. I'm like an ex machina guy.
Selling
so
me.
Like, I'm an ex machina guy. So like, I don't.
Of course you are simp.
Yeah.
AI simp.
Here we go. It could be. That male, that robot was male. That robot just was transgender and no one could tell. And it couldn't express it, unfortunately. Robots still that are made to be like humans, they also unfortunately have guilt. They're so human-like, they become human. No, I'm just of the thought that, yeah, I think at a certain state, you are equivalent to humans. Like you at a certain point, because in terms of consciousness and it's being on us, you know, it's hold on us, and a lot of people hold it to be like magical in some ways. Some people think consciousness is like a curse. I feel like it's an occurrence. It's a thing that can happen. I feel like if it can do it at a robot point, I go like, I don't see how you're different from me. But again, then we get into the whole reproduction thing, you know, right? That's like the
one gather from, guys, what I'm gathering from this is Neil is a Luciferian worship. He worships Satan. He doesn't.
I don't like no religions.
He doesn't believe in
you
in
sons
God
of
and Jesus. And he will come. He will come back and no. He will see this robot
as a
disease.
As a acknowledge saying you's never gonna take it. Like, I just love a deep southern accent, but like no religion. I just don't like any of the Jesuses. And they's all fibbers.
That's right, yeah, guys. Traitor.
Oh,
don't forget
sure,
that.
Sure, sure,
traitor.
Sure, 100%. But yeah, seriously, what's the difference?
No.
That
No.
It's that way. No, it's this way.
What?
Yeah, there we go.
Wait. There you go.
Yeah, use your other hand, you fucking idiot. Sorry, he was trying to point at me in the screen for people at home, and he wasn't letting go of his mic to use his other hand, so he kept trying to point with the hand incorrectly back again and over and over and over again. Then he finally switched the mic hand and realized he could just point that way towards me. Guys, I think that's going to be a wrap for today. I think we've done enough damage for our credibility. You know, come see us on the road. We're much funnier in person. That's what we should have named this podcast. We're much funnier in person. No, but this has been a lot of fun. Another day in the cult. That's been Adam Nutter over there. I've been Neil Wood. May the cult be with you. You have to put your hand on.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.